stations are tuned in to.
It's 9:33 California time. Wow. See, if you don't follow the show, you can't find where I am. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, everybody. We are global. Today's the 30th, probably the last day of May, or April, 2021. If you'd like to come in the studio, you need the number, and you really probably want to need it. Even though to get in the studio, you would have to hit the marquee. But just in case you're listening to me on the phone, it's 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. That's the number to get you global. It's Friday. Anything goes Friday. If you have a business, you're an artist, whatever. Come on in the studio, promote yourself, take part of the conversation, get some free advertising. I am an influencer. I am. Over 39 million listens and still growing. My ratings are up, so am I. Let's get to it. Welcome to the show. Again, I am your BJ in the morning, Brian Jackson. I'm your morning BJ. That's right. All right, here we go, Ming. You know, last week we did a thing on toxic women. We did. A lot of people came in. A lot of people are dating toxic women. That's what they're doing. A lot of people married a toxic woman. Drinking coffee. So I thought it would be, you know, fair game to do toxic men. A lot of you women are in a relationship with a toxic man. Some of you married a toxic man. Some of you have toxic children running around being toxic. Some of you don't even know that you have a toxic man going on there. Well, we're going to explore that. That's right. We'll take care of that. We're going to woke you. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to, so call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. We're going to talk about something that men won't talk about. And if you limp women are listening, you're going to hear some inside information that you will never know, because men do not talk about their feelings or their emotions to you. They talk about it with other men. so you might get some inside information. I'm like a whistleblower. I'll blow your whistle, baby. That's what I do. That's what I do. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to get right into it. I already made my coffee. Like, if you really give a shit. But I still will take a break. Give people a chance to get into the studio because it's Friday. This is not normally my time. So the playas and the morning crew will have to find me if they want to come on today. It'll be a short show. That's it. All right, everybody. This is Friday. Anything goes Friday. We're going to be talking about relationships. Toxic and damaged men. Are you in a relationship with one? All right. Here's one comment from a video that I will play. And I guess this comment has to be from a woman. And she says, a huge sign of a narcissist. I love narcissists. I'm a narcissist. I love it. Maybe I'm not a narcissist. Maybe I'm a narcibro. Because narcissist sounds kind of fruity. I'm a narcibro. Not a narcissist. Maybe a narcibrosis. Hey, there you go. I'm a narcibrosis. I love it. It sounds like a medical disease, but it sounds cool. A narcissbrosis is what I am. I love it. A huge sign of a narcissist, or if you're gay, narcissist, is that smirk they give you when you're upset. I have that smirk. I earn that smirk. I can give it anytime I want to. It's my weapon. It's my superpower. You ever be with a guy and you're yelling, you're screaming and everything, and you're upset, your heart's broken, and all he's sitting there with that dumb look on his face, and he has that smirk, and you want to just smack it off his face. You want to punch him in the nose. That means you're doing the smirk right. A huge sign of a narcissist or narcissbrosis, I like that word, is that smirk they give you when you're upset. When you're hurt and you're crying, they get off on your pain. And they use special events in your life like childbirth, your graduation, any type of special event for you to turn the knife into your gut. So far, so good. I don't see anything wrong with that. This, to me, this is a romance novel. But I will read further. Which I shall. They never change and they cannot love. They never change and they cannot love. Why would you change something perfect? Why would you change something good? Oh, well. And they cannot love. No, they love. But not you. They love a lot of things. They love their car. They love their job. They love their houses. They love their side pieces. They love their holes. They love money. They love this. But not you. That could be the problem. Yeah. Could be the problem. That's good coffee. That's a narcissist coffee. A coffee that loves itself. And I love it because it loves itself because it's every right to love itself because it's so good. Love, 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 love. I'm going to get a little sip of love. Here we go. That's what love tastes like. Well, it could taste kind of sweet, too, and salty, depending on who you are. And they use special events like in your life, your childbirth, your graduation, any type of special event for you. They turn the knife into your gut. They never change and they cannot love. I don't care if you pray and fast nonstop a year. They can't and don't change. Hey, that's not true. We change our mind. We change our underwear. We change. Sometimes we'll change the weather. Sometimes we'll change the way we look at things. Sometimes we change a lot. We exchange gifts. Yeah, not true. We change. The only thing is we won't change for you. That could be the problem. They drain you dry. Well, that's a good thing. That's right. I see nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? You get a little moist or you get a little wetty-wetty, and then the narcissist will stick his head between those knees and drain you dry. I see nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's a keeper. That's a keeper. They drain you dry until you're totally zapped out of all energy. All right. I'm a soul sucker. I'm going to write that one down, too. Soul sucker. I want your soul. I can't get enough of this coffee. I mean, this coffee is narcissistic. It's just so good, and it knows it's good. I just want to spank my coffee. In fact, I will. Naughty cup. Bad cup. You make me want you so bad. Oh, yeah. You really make me want you so bad. I just got to... Oh, God, I gotta taste you. Bad coffee. Just a bad coffee. Bad coffee. Naughty coffee. Take a sip and it smacks you like a bitch. It's like BDSM coffee. Where was I? Oh, they can't and don't change. They drain you dry until you're out of all energy. Run, don't walk, and then get some hard. Let me just stop there. There's more to this. But I always stop when the getting's good. Time for a sip. Oh, you're so naughty. You're so naughty, coffee. You make me want you more. I'm on the air, and I usually don't have my phone where it should be. Interesting. And it should be off. Where was I? Oh, yeah, making love to my naughty coffee. I want her so much. My coffee's a hoax, because it's not only for me. I'm thinking a lot of people also sharing her and sipping her. It's just some whole coffee. Oh, you're so bad. I'm just so weak for you, coffee. Where was I? Oh, run, don't walk, and then get some hard standards and boundaries for yourself. That's what we're talking about today, everybody. We are talking about toxic and damaged men. Are you in a relationship with one? Do you like the bad boy? Do you wish your husband was more like a toxic man? Are you happy in a relationship? We're going to explore this, and we're going to give you the signs that you may be in a damaged relationship. I had another subject today, but I decided to change it because nobody wants to talk about Giuliani. But we may later on. All right, I'll give you time to come in the studio. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and the studio is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. Give you time to get in. And we're talking about toxic and damaged men. Are you in a relationship with one? And is it a bad thing? We'll be right back. Give people a chance to get into the studio.
Staring at each other.
job, baby. There you go. Now, that's how a woman should treat a man. Let me tell you something, you women out there. We're going to talk about toxic and damaged men. What are the symptoms? How to stay away from them? Are you with one? You could be. Being a narcissist, I don't know why they think being a narcissist is so bad. I think being a narcissist is great. I mean, why do they put bad things on it, on everything? Like being a narcissist, you're into yourself, you think you're all that. That's good stuff. People who usually say that are people who are morons and insecure. That's good stuff. If you don't love yourself and you don't take care of yourself and you don't think you're the best in the world, then why would they think you're the best in the world? Why do I want to be with somebody who's a putz? Be humble. Why do I need to be humble? Why? Because the rest of the world's weak and a pussy? No, I step on you and I spit on you. I learned that from my Russian girlfriend. She used to say, I spit on you and I rip my clothes. Anywho. Greed is good. Narcissism, good. Being humble, bad. Humble and shy. When did humble and shy become a good thing? Get out of here, you pussy. No. You walk like a man. Even though that song doesn't sound like a man. You walk like a man. Best as you can. That's what you need to do. And I'm here to tell you, ladies, that you may be in a relationship with a damaged man. You may. And you are welcome, because nowadays, men are pussies. They're no better than your VJ, your vagina. They came out of your vagina, and they stayed the same way. There's a lyrics to Walk Like a Man, and I'll say it to you, and you tell me, these are men. This is about a man who was crushed by a woman. His spine crumbled, his confidence thrashed. He feels like nothing because a woman says he was not a man. It's the lyrics. It's from the Four Seasons. Oh, and I'll read it like a poem. And then we'll open up the phones. Oh, how you tried to cut me down to size, telling dirty lies to my friends. Mm-hmm. But my own father said, give her up. Don't bother. The world isn't coming to an end. Guys, you ever feel that way? She rejects you. She kicks you out. You feel like nothing. You feel like a poodle of spit waiting for somebody to wipe you up. Yeah, every man has felt that. When you're in high school and you're going out with that girl and they giggle and they laugh and your spine just kind of bends, you can hear cracking and your heart falls out of your body because your heart says, you know what, you're a pussy. I don't want to belong to this body. I'm going to find something else. I'm out of here. Here's the lyrics to Walk Like a Man. He said, just walk like a man, talk like a man, walk like a man, my son. No woman's worth crawling on this earth. Just walk like a man, my son. Very poetic. Prophecy. No woman's worth crawling on the earth. Just walk like a man, my son. And as a young kid will listen to his father, because he's a wise man, probably divorced, has no job, plays Xbox, collects welfare at 26. But as you listen to your father, you say, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh. So walk, 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 and then you walk. Straighten up that backbone and get your other bone into the game. And he says this, I'm going to walk like a man, fast as I can. Walk like a man from you. That's my boy. I'll tell the world to forget about the girl and walk like a man from you. Wise words. Prophecy. Wise words. That's our subject today. Toxic and damaged men. Are you in a relationship with one? You lucky bitch. Come into the studio and talk to me. My name is Hammer. Brian Hammer, if you're nasty. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. What's up, Miles?
Walk like a man. Talk like a man.
Walk like a man. Ooh.
That's right.
Walk like a man.
That's right.
It's a little out of my range, Brian.
Huh? There you go.
It's a little out of my range.
Hey, you know what? Nothing's out of your range, man. Ooh.
I feel like Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
right
how
now.
You tried to cut me down to size, telling dirty lies to my friends. My own father said, give her up, don't bother. The world isn't coming to an end. And he said, walk like a man. Okay,
walk
you know
like
the thing.
A man.
I know they don't
like
sound
man.
Like one, though. It's like Mike Tyson, the baddest motherfucker on the planet. He goes, I'll eat your kids. What voice is that? Who's afraid of that? Anyway.
You're being very ludicrous.
Yeah, I know. It's just Lucas. I'll eat your kids. I'll take your heart from you. Yeah,
hey,
Mike
guys.
Tyson.
I'll rip your eyes out of your face.
Exactly. I'll steal your soul. I'll go to hell and kill Satan, too. All right, so that's our subject.
I can slap this.
You know, so, hey, Cole, I'm glad you're here. So we're going to go over, and we're not going to go in deep, because these are 20 signs that you may be a toxic man. And what I'm going to do, since you're the only one here in the studio, is Friday, and it's going to be a short show anyway. Tell me if you have any of these signs, or when I say they are, what's the first thing that comes to your head, okay? What's the first thing that comes to your head? And tell me if you are one, all right?
Okay.
All right. Be honest with yourself, because if you're lying to me, you're lying to yourself. You got to be honest.
Listen, I've got nothing to – I've got all my fruits to bear, mate. I put them all on the table for you.
All right. I'll play with you. Here you go. Here you go. I'll play – here we go. Let's see if you have any of these signs and what may be your comments. Since this is a three-hour show, you're the only one in the studio. We may make it short today because we're going to get into this relationship thing.
You already said that.
And it's Friday.
Man. Let's get on with it. Let's roll.
All right, here we go. Hey, toxic animal. Hey, you filthy animal. All right, let's get going here. Here we go.
Oh, walk like a man.
Talk like a man.
Talk like a fag.
Yeah, that's real macho. Here we go. Number 20. Tell me this is you. And if it's not you, tell me why it's not you. Here we go. Number 20. These are signs that you are a damaged son of a bitch and a toxic motherfucker. It's Friday. I'm going to swear. You don't like it? Come in the studio. Swear with me. The only thing I won't swear to is God, my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here we go. Number 20. Your admirable qualities become deficiencies. And I'll explain what that is. At first, they appeal to your deepest vanities and your vulnerabilities, observing, mimicking exactly what they think you want to hear. But after you're hooked, they start to use these things against you. You spend more and more time trying to prove yourself worthy to the very same person who wants that you are perfect. Are you that? Are you the kind of person that would build up a young lady saying that she's a queen, and then all the time that she has to spend the rest of her life proving to you that she is that special girl you met. And if she's not, you kind of mentally fuck her up.
No, Brian,
are
I'm
you
just
that?
Looking for a quick bang session, maybe back-to-back weekend.
I understand, but, you know, I understand that everybody's looking for a little bang-bang. But I'm saying if you're in a relationship.
Chitty-chitty bang-bang.
Right.
Well, see, that's the thing, Brian. You're talking to the wrong guy because I don't have relationships. My relationships usually last about 3 hours.
All right.
A little bit of cocaine.
All right. Okay, let's forget about the relationship. Let's just say how to treat a woman. You know how to treat a woman. You don't have to be in a relationship. Let's just go
yes,
with
sir.
The aspect that how to
don't
treat a woman. Just for this, for fuck's
Brian.
Sake.
You hear what I said? I
what?
Said, don't beat on them unless they ask for it.
What the hell are you what the hell are you on? Stop it. What the hell?
I've smoked five different
apparently that is
weed,
the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. All right. Don't beat on them until they ask for it here. The Book of Cole. At first, they appeal to your deepest vanities. And then they start mimicking exactly what they think you want them to, you want to hear. But after you're hooked, they start to use these things again. Okay, I'm going to say that is not toxic. That's normal. That is normal. Every man will go to you and say, find something beautiful, and the most beautiful things on a woman is tits and ass, and maybe eyes, and maybe a wet one. That's it. So far, so good. Am I one of those? Okay, I'm going to check. Yes, I'm one. I'm not. I got to be honest with myself. I got to give myself. So you got to know. I'm one of those. I'm going to give myself this. I'm going to say, yeah. Yeah, here we go. I'll go really quickly. Number 19, he compares you to other people. He compares you
hey,
to
Brian,
ex-lovers
can I
and
ask
friends.
You a question?
Sure.
Are you reading this out of the Reader's Digest?
I'm reading it out of the Good Men Project, probably written by a woman.
Written by a woman?
No, I'm just going to ask. I'm just gonna, okay, since you're not involved in a relationship, I'm going to ask you, is it right or wrong? Because you know the difference. Okay, here you go. You're in a relationship. They compare you to ex-lovers, friends, family members, and your eventual replacement. This is what toxic men do to women. They compare you to other people, including their exes. Right or wrong?
That's bad, Brian. That is toxic. I don't want to hear about the past.
I'm going to give you this. Wrong. It's good.
What are you talking about?
I say it's good.
How could that be good to tell her, to tell the girl that you did, you know, you compare her to other fucks you've had, which one was better or
yes.
worse?
Yes.
To push
yeah,
her away.
I'm going to tell you.
And make her
I'll
better?
Tell,
if you're not on a certain level, then you're not going to. What?
Women do it. No. Women do it all the time. And when you first meet them, the first hour, they'll do it. They will compare you to the ex. They will throw you to their exes in your face all the time. My ex used to yell at me. My ex used to go out all the time and never spend time with me. And you acting like
waiter,
my ex. And he's very
negative.
Women
please.
Do. What? No. Women do that a lot. They compare you to their ex. Everybody who's been in a relationship will compare you to their ex.
Compare
I don't think
it
that's
in your
toxic.
Head, not out loud. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Think silently as we hear the words that are coming out of your eyeballs.
All
right,
I'm going to give you
your hat, man. Just keep it.
I'm going to give you
keep
this.
Keep it in your pants.
I'm going to buzz you.
I knew it was coming, Brian. I actually like that sound better than
you know what's funny? I usually don't do this, and we got some more. Somebody posted the Family Feud, and I usually don't do the Family Feud. It is the funniest shit. I want you to hear it though,
like
right? Maybe you and I will play. Maybe you and I will play a game.
I just posted
all right.
one. Is it the divorce? Is it the divorce?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that I posted.
I just
did you share it?
That shit.
I posted it yesterday.
I was disappointed. Huh?
I posted it yesterday. Last night.
Oh, I just saw it on my. You know, on the feed that has videos, and then I saw it and posted
yeah.
it because I wanted to watch on
but
my laptop.
It's funnier.
I didn't play it. So play it.
It's funnier than shit. I got to play
funny.
It. It's, It's fun. Have you seen it? Have you heard it? Did you play it?
No, I was going to watch it, and then I you know, went smoked and
no, you got to hear
down,
it.
I'm fucking hammered.
Very rarely I will laugh out loud. I mean, just laugh out loud. This is actually Family Feud. They're playing Family Feud. Listen, and I will stop it at each answer. I mean, here we go. I actually laughed out loud. Here we go. Family Feud. Oh, wait a minute. That's before. Okay, here we go. Family Feud.
Ask 100 married men, name something an ex-girlfriend was better at than your wife. Sex. You so damn stupid.
I love this.
I would just say cooking.
Yeah. Name something.
That's a nice, safe answer. Cooking.
Your ex-girlfriend is better at than your
oral
wife.
Sex.
Oh, let's play this. No, let's play this quote. Since it's me and you and it's Friday.
You said
wait, let's
oral
play this
sex,
too.
That'd be worse.
Let me see. Name something that your ex is better at than your wife. I would have to say...
Sucking cock?
I would have to... I'm trying to find out what ex. Let's see, what was the last ex I had? What is?
She knows better.
Was, I would say cleaning.
I say cooking.
You would say cooking. Okay. This guy said oral sex. This guy said oral sex.
Did he say oral or just sex?
No, he said oral sex. They had to beep.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. That's the best answer.
That's what he said.
It showed them X
well,
out.
Here it is.
The divorce.
Here it is. Listen,
go ahead,
listen. They beeped out oral, but he said oral sex. Listen.
Friend was better at than your wife. Sex. You so damn stupid. Reason a man.
Actually, that was the number one answer, and the number one answer was called romancing the bone. That was the number one answer. So, no, oral sex was correct. That was the number one answer. All right, here's the next one. Let me see. I like this shit. Here we go. That's not it. Okay, here it is. All right, listen. Here's another one.
Damn stupid. Name a reason a man thinks his wife looks as young as she did the day he married her. Alcohol. That's the best answer. Fill in the blank. If it were up to me, I'd never blank again. Cheat.
Are you an idiot?
Give me Carly, give me Daria. Get him, Carly, get him, yeah. Distract him.
Come on, Daria.
You had to see it. He said, Carly, she's about 5'5", but she had big tits. And they go, distract him, so she shook her tits up and down. And the guy across from the table goes, woof. And Steve Harvey hit the guy going, what are you doing? He hit the guy.
Get him, Carly, yeah. Distract him. What is the least sexiest part of your wife?
Her stomach.
You gonna mess around and let this game get your ass. Yeah. Name that's something you can't wait to get out of at the end of your day, America.
When you hear the buzzer, means that they're divorced. It has a divorce sticker right on it, so you'll hear it, and then you hear the buzzer that says, and then a big word, divorced. I know you can't hear. This is funny shit, and I'm going to watch it. It's funny shit. Funny shit. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Get him, Carly. Get him, yeah.
Distract him.
Come
on, there he is.
Is that your wife? What is the least sexiest part of your wife?
Her stomach.
Okay. You gonna mess around and let your game get your ass kicked. Yeah! Name something you can't wait to get out of at the end of your day.
Marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a lawyer in the house?
Yeah. Yep. Your ass is in trouble. If you could change one part of your husband's body, what would it be? Joy?
His penis. His penis. I know.
He's having a rough day. If you could get rid of one thing in your life for a whole year, what would you choose?
My wife.
Cody, say, wife. Tell me the last thing you stuck your finger in.
My wife, Steve.
You okay, man? Don't do that no more. This is just a game we play here. You have to live with this woman. This might be a time just take an X. Okay, all right. We have 100 married men. That be you. We want the naked truth. What part of your wife's body looks better with clothes on?
Her breasts. But they look great with the clothes on, too.
No. I told you. I could never make love someone to look like my who?
My lovely husband.
You don't see nothing wrong with that now?
No, sir. It's up there, Steve.
Larry, name something a divorced man hopes his ex-wife will do.
Die.
We're not divorced. Die.
Nate, this ought to be good. You're married, and she's right there. Name something about your wife you never make fun of when she's around.
Her smell.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't do it when she is around or not around.
You ain't think this answer out at all, do you? All right, Paul, a man should wait until his divorce is final before telling his wife she's what?
Calling her a
It's up there, Steve. It's up there.
I'll tell you one thing, Paul. Women do not like that. Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
A plumber.
Try again.
Sorry. Gynecologist. Not yet. Couple months.
Yeah, I better check with her after this one. Tell me something Santa Claus might get rid of when he retires.
Mrs. Claus.
No bueno.
Hey, man, y'all mama down there. Y'all need to cut out all this laughing. Yeah! Using the barter system, what could we give you in exchange for your man?
Bread.
Huh?
Bread.
Bread. Damn, Jody. Jody, using the barter system, name me something we could give you for your man. Help. Loaf of bread. Well, Jody, all that serving the country and riding on them covert operations you done for this country and drive a Black Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Pilot Black Hawk helicopters in the military, saving our country. Great job. Yep. You trade it all in for some bread. Name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons.
Sex.
How long? Oh, God. Name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons. I don't know what she was thinking. You said... Is your wife here?
No, she's not here. We went over this. We went over this before. We did. We talked about the game show, and there could be some answers that may not be in the favor of you, but that's not how I feel about you. I'm trying to win $20,000.
Yeah, you think this is the best way to win this?
It's up there.
Man, I hope you got a bunch of points. Survey said. It's going to be all right, baby.
Looking to spice things up in your relationship? Visit Family Feud.
There you go. I thought that was funny shit. All right, here we go. Toxic and damaged men, are you in a relationship with one? Here we go. 20 signs of it. We'll do it really fast. 20 signs, 19, compare you to other people. Here we go. 18, he's in love. What that means is when you first meet him, things move extremely fast. He tells you how much he has in common with you, how perfect you are for him. After the first date, he has changed his Facebook status to in a relationship. That's cool. He constantly... initiates communication, and he seems to be fascinated with you on every level. You met him on the 4th of July, or July 3rd, and he is already planning a Christmas getaway with you. See, there you go. What could be wrong with that? By Christmas time, there'll be no trip. He will have lost interest, and you'll be licking your emotional wounds because you fell for his game. Hook, line, and sinker. Here we go. These are signs that you're with a toxic and a damaged man. Number 17, he stirs the pot and he loves conflict. He's a drama queen. He's always putting his nose in other people's business, and he loves conflicts. He isn't happy and doesn't want anyone else to be either. He will not be able to get along with your girlfriends. He won't have friends of his own because he ran them off with his meddling. This guy is addicted to adrenaline rush he gets from engaging in conflict. Cole, this is you. If there's a conflict going on, he will find a way to start it. That's it. Number 16.
Fuck you, man.
He has a dysfunctional path. Hey, I just called my kid. I am a doctor.
Let me tell you something,
If you
man.
Don't like the
every
prescription, don't take the medicine.
I change my status every time I go out with a new hooker in a relationship.
Jesus Christ.
Short-term relationship.
Oh, man. Yeah. You are one mess. Hey, here we go. Your Royal Heine's in the studio. The King of Kings, King Webb's in the studio. Hey, what's up, my brother? It's Friday.
Hey, what's going on with it, Brian? And everybody
else
coming
in? Yeah, well, right now I am trapped with Cole, and I'm yelling for help. You came in. King, you know, last week we were talking about women. And we're talking about how damaged women are. It's Friday. I said, okay, let's turn it on to men. Let's see if you agree. So I'm telling women, well, I'm giving women signs that they may be with the wrong man, a damaged man, and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read this saying here. Yeah. And you're a loving guy. You're a romance guy. You're a family man. You've been out with women. And I'm sure that maybe once or twice, maybe your relationship went bad. But here we go. These are signs for women. And let's see if you fit one of these things, because Cole won't play. But let's see if you fit one of these things, if this is you. Here we go. Number 15, you feel anxious but can't define why. Bad relationship will eventually cause anxiety. If you find yourself suddenly feeling unexplained anxiety, take a long, hard look at your dynamics of your relationship with him. Okay, you know, like every man, they go, hey, you know, you look good. I was drunk, whatever it is. All of a sudden, I'm in a relationship with this person. I feel a little anxious. You know, if you're in a relationship with a toxic man, oops, uh-oh, I lost. Oh, here we go. If you're in a relationship with a toxic man, you're most likely constantly stressed out over the state of the relationship, or you're overanalyzing the conflict in your relationship. You probably don't need meds, Frank. So have you ever been, so these are signs. Are you that guy, King? Are you that guy that you sweep her off the feet? All of a sudden, you got her always all nervous, and she's all anxious. She doesn't know what's in is it, what's up, because you're always doing things, and you're making her feel a little anxious. Are you him, King? Are you toxic?
I can be a little anxious when someone's lying to me, you know. You know, I'm just the kind of guy, I'm the upfront kind of person, you know. Either you're going to be real in this relationship or, you know, or if you want to fuck, we're just going to fucking get it moving, you know what I'm saying? So,
Right.
I don't know. I'm just a different kind of guy. I'm very old school, you know. I'm old school. Mm-hmm. If I got to say all these slick words to you just to get in your panties, look, man, I don't even want you. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
If I can't tell you how beautiful you are and you accept that and move on, I can't be with you. You know what I mean? And it's like when I read the topic of my email not too long ago, and I was laughing because I said, "Damn," you know. I mean, and I was laughing because I was on Instagram, and the guy who plays in the TV show The Game, he has shared a picture. He shared a picture of Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Man, I don't know if I want to call him a boy or girl, but I'm going to go with whatever he got. See, he shared a picture of the boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I reshared it in my Instagram story, and I pretty much called it child abuse. You know what I mean? And basically,
really?
When I'm getting to it.
Yeah,
we don't know what Dwayne Wade went through as a young man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we don't know. We really don't even know how he's treating Gabrielle Union. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one minute he's hugging up on her and everything. Next minute he's taking pictures in some short ass shorts that my girls would wear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, brother, were you abused or neglected as a child, or were you abused and neglected in this industry to where it's turning you out into another way? You know what I'm saying? Is this the reason why your son, who is now trying to be someone else, you know what I mean? So it just makes you wonder, what kind of toxic person is this man, you know? And I mean, I just hate seeing young kids go through that, you know what I mean? And then normally it starts at home. When you've been in a jacked up household, a jacked up family, it leads to these kind of things. You know what I mean? So for any man that's out there being toxic, who knows what he went through? He probably grew up without a mama. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like majority of the
mm-hmm.
men that I know that's toxic, a lot of them don't even have dads, man. A lot of them don't
right.
even have dads. They don't even have any good influence around them, you know? So it's really hard to say, you know what I mean? So when I seen that topic today, I said, oh, shit, that's going to be a good one, you know what I mean? So
right.
But, no, nah, I don't know. I'm not one of them toxic brothers, you know? I'm an upfront person.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you. I'm trying to break it down so we can both understand it. If you don't understand
mm-hmm.
it from that point, then, hey, I'm just going to be a toxic person to you, you know what I mean? Because I just tell it like it is. You know, I'm old school, so, you know. But, no, I'm an anxious person, you know, when it comes to knowing the truth, you know what I mean? I don't like really being lied to at all, you know what I'm saying? Just like if somebody asks me a question, I'm just going to tell you. I don't care if you don't like the answer. If you do like the answer, I'm just going to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Everybody always gonna want the truth, and I'm gonna tell you the
mm-hmm.
truth. The only time I'm not gonna tell you the truth is when it comes to the police. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm gonna walk away because I don't know. My name is Bennett. I ain't in it. Soon.
I hear you, but you know, I could play these things. And I
yeah.
could be honest with myself, I would say I am toxic. I am. I'm going to tell you something because, see, I don't like to waste time. I have in my head that let's say I'm hitting on a lady and she's playing this hard to get. In my head,
uh-huh.
I'm thinking there's 12 other girls waiting for me right now that want to go out with me, and I'm wasting time with this one who wants to play these games. Game over. And I'm going to go find one of the 12 who was just waiting and say, oh, Brian, I've been waiting here for 10 minutes. What took you so long? And I was wasting my time with this bitch because, you know, playing the game. I am that. I think I am that toxic. I am not a gentleman. Gentlemen to me are pussies. I don't. And I think gentleman is an insult to women because they're thinking, well, you can't even open up the car door with your fragile little arms. Let me do it. No. She's a woman. She can open up her car door. She can even pay for the date. She's working.
You know?
When
I think of the word gentleman,
right.
What sticks in my mind is when you're going inside of a store and you got this old lady behind you and
right.
she's struggling to open up that door and you
mm-hmm.
kindly be a young gentleman, you open up the door for them. That's the way I was raised, you know?
Right.
But when it comes to opening up a door for a pretty female, knowing damn
mm-hmm.
well she got two working arms, and,
right.
you know what I mean? It's just, like, I don't know. I don't know. You might disagree, but that's how I think of it. I think
right.
of being a gentleman is me helping the older generation, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like those old great aunts, those aunts who can't barely, you know, who don't have a lot of strength. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I love women. Don't get me wrong. I'm very generous to them. But if we're inside the store and you know that I'm, you know, doing my own thing with shopping or whatever, and I reach in there, open up the little freezer door, and
right.
I reach in there and I get one of them frozen lasagnas or something, don't think I'm going to turn around and ask, oh, did you want to get in here? Because we're both shopping. I'm going to grab my shit.
Right.
I'm going to move out the way. And you can do it yourself.
Move out the way.
Move out the way.
It's
sad because they ruined our word, gentlemen. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And it's sad because
right.
you got the snazzy, snobby, illiterate women who feel they should always have the door open for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, you know? Most of us men, we don't mind doing that, but don't come walking up all quick, extra fast behind me thinking I'm going to open up that door for you when your arms work just as well as mine, you know?
Right.
I don't have time for ass kissing. No. No, no.
Okay,
women,
well, here's an...
Women in today's room, they didn't mess that word up with us, the word gentleman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they did.
You got these young boys telling these women, well, if I hold your leg up for you, does that make me a gentleman? What the fuck?
Hell, you know? But it's fair, though, because, well,
yeah.
See, now we got to change. Now we got to flip it over because you
yeah.
do have daughters, and you don't
yeah.
want them to date men like me or you right now by hearing what you're saying. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of damage.
Oh,
men
okay.
out there.
Hey, I'll be right back. I got somebody on the other
yeah,
line.
Okay. Okay. But there's a lot of damaged men out there, and I don't want to turn it to everything. So, ladies, here we go. Here's another one. Stay away. Here we go. Number 10. Let's just go with 10. Well, let's go with 12. This is a good one. Well, let's go with 13. Ladies, if you have a man that has this trait, get the hell out. If you point this out, they'll call you sensitive and crazy. Men will do that. You know, you get emotional with her, and they're the first one that says you're crazy. You're sensitive. You might begin to feel resentful and upset, but when you learn to push away from those feelings in the favor of maintaining the peace, they withhold attention and undermine your self-esteem. After once showering you with nonstop attention and admiration, they suddenly seem completely bored by you. They treat you with silence and they become very annoyed that you're interested in anything. Very annoyed that you're interested in continuing the passionate relationship they created with you. You begin to feel like a chore to them. This is a toxic man. You can't fix them. You can't mold them. You can't train them. This is who they are. That's number 13. I'm not that. Number 12, he disrespects your boundaries. Rules of or limits that a person creates to identify for herself what are reasonable, safe, and permissible. These are ways for other people to behave around her and how she will respond when someone steps outside those limits. If he is repeatedly crossing your boundary, he isn't willing to discuss boundaries with you. Or you notice he is guilt-tripping you for everything you care about. Your relationship is likely very unhealthy and could become abusive if his behavior continues to escalate. That's another form, ladies. He's a toxic man. He's a toxic man. He's a cold-hearted snake. Number 11. Ladies, you begin to fear expressly your feelings. And you begin to fear expressing your feelings. Normal couples argue and they resolve the issues, but toxic men make it clear that negative conversation will jeopardize the relationship, especially conversations regarding their bad behavior. Any of your attempt to improve communication would typically result in a silent treatment. You apologize and forgive quickly. Otherwise, you know he'll lose interest in you. Any of these signs, ladies, you're with a toxic and damaged guy. Number 10, everyone around you thinks he walks on water. I had this conversation with somebody. The guy could be like a dirtbag and a douchebag, but when he goes out, everybody loves him. I wonder if I'm that. I'll have to read further. Everybody but you. Everyone but you. But there must be something wrong with you if you're the only one questioning his values, morals, and sincerity. Here is what you need to keep in mind. You're the only one engaged in an intimate relationship with him. No one else sees the side of him that you see. His relationship with those other people is superficial, and that is why they don't see what you see in him. toxic, and dangerous guy. Number 9, your gut is constantly telling you to investigate. He has been caught in enough lies that you've finally gotten to the point of believing nothing he says. But you have learned to doubt your own gut feelings, so you turn yourself into a private investigator and start stalking him on social media. Or maybe following him after work or driving by his home when you aren't together. You're seeking answers to questions and doubts you have that you just can't quite explain. These are things, ladies, that you're with a toxic and dangerous douchebag. Number 8, he assigns false emotions to you. He will dismiss your true feelings and assign you feelings that most often mimic what he is feeling. That's a big one. Psychologists and psychiatrists call this projection. Projection is a psychological defense mechanism in which he attributes characteristics he finds unacceptable in himself to another person, you. Number 7, needs to be the center of attention. I don't need it. I just am. This guy wants all your attention. Not all. Let me see. There's some percentage left. Let's say 90%. Give her 10%. Give her a holiday. Get the weekend off. This guy wants all your attention 24/7. Your life is supposed to revolve around him. Okay, I see nothing wrong with that. So far, so good. To me, that's a good relationship. His demand for adoration from you is insatiable. In reality, this guy has no identity. What? Without you there to constantly build him up. What? And it isn't even about you. Anyone can give him what he needs, which is attention. You're only there because you were the first or the fifth he found to do his bidding. What? Lies. Fake news. Number 6. The meaning of respect is lost on him. Normal people understand the fundamental concepts like honesty and kindness on that. The toxic man is childlike. The toxic man is childlike in his ability to grasp the concept of not only receiving respect, but returning it. Okay, I'm going to the judges. And not true. Ignore that. Okay. He focuses on your mistakes but ignores his own. This guy needs you to be perfect and to view him as perfect in spite of his bad behavior. Your mistakes will be brought to your attention. He will expect you to be remorseful and make changes as he sees fit. He, on the other hand, can do no wrong, and you better not forget that. Nope, not me. Bad guy. Toxic guy. Pathological lying. Before you even question him about a subject or situation, he'll have a lie ready to tell you. And when caught lying, he expresses to remorse or embarrassment. He just tries to lie his way out of it. His life is one big lie, and so are his feelings for you. Nope, not me. Bad guy. Danger. The ultimate hypocrite. Do as I say and not as I do. He is extremely high with expectations for fidelity and respect and adoration. After their idolization of phase, he will give none of this back to you. He will cheat, lie, criticize, and manipulate. But you are expected to remain perfect. Otherwise, you will promptly be replaced and deemed unstable. There's room. I'm going to probably give it a slow and maybe a little. There's room. I'm not going to throw that away. I'm going to put that in the mix. Number 2. He's unable to see things from your perspective. he says something or does something that causes you emotional pain. These are signs that you're with a toxic and damaged man. He is unable to see things from your perspective. He says something or does something that causes you emotional pain. You attempt to explain to him how you feel, but are met with blank stares or annoyance. He isn't someone...
What are you smiling? What are you doing? No, kid, no. Come here.
You're not...
Here's one thing I want to read. Well, you kind of giggled. I'm just saying this. Seriously.
I didn't hear you.
Okay. This is a sign of a dangerous and toxic man, okay? And it says here, number two, he's unable to see things from your perspective. He says something or does something that causes you emotional pain. You attempt to explain to him how you feel but are met with a blank stare or annoyance.
That.
No, I don't do that.
You
do that. I do not. No, wait a minute. There's more.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more. I don't do that. He isn't someone who can see things from your perspective. He isn't someone who can understand why his actions had any impact on your negative or positive. He is the kind of guy who says to you, I'm not responsible for your feelings. If he cheats on you, he wants you to get over it. If he doesn't show up for a planned date, he accuses you of being uptight, controlling. He is a jerk. Now what are you doing? Why are you
exclamation point?
Are you serious? I'm none of this.
A little bit.
What do you mean of this?
A
no,
bit.
I am not. That's a toxic man.
A little bit.
No, I am not. Don't hug me. Don't act surprised. No, seriously. I know you're joking, right?
A little bit.
Are you serious? I have any of that?
A little bit.
You know why? Because what am I supposed to
say? Read out what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, I got to read out the. Well, his actions and impact on your net. You're just a negative. You're just a negative person. I'm not any of that. I'm gonna give that a little buzzy. How dare she? Number one, and the number one sign that you may be with a dangerous and toxic man is gaslighting and crazy making. I don't know what that means. Gaslighting typically happens very gradually in a relationship. In fact, his actions may seem harmless at first. Over time, however, abusive patterns continue, and you become confused, anxious, isolated, and depressed, and can lose all sense of what is actually happening. Then you'll start relying on the abusive man more and more to define your reality, which creates a very difficult situation to escape. Example, if he says and does things that cause confusion, or you feel like you are crazy, you're being gaslighted. If you are being gaslighted, you'll feel self-doubt, questions whether or not you are being overly emotional, you become insecure in your role in the relationship, and you find yourself apologizing for everything that goes wrong in the relationship. It's psychologically dangerous. Get out. That is the number one thing, and that's the number one. Gaslighting a relationship is why you're involved with a dangerous and toxic man. There you go. Those are your top 20. Hey, Cole, how you doing? So that's what happens in a relationship, and we're going to get for points. Okay, you're making noise in the background. This is my show. All right, what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to go to Tom Likas right now. The real reason women fall for you. It's going to be a little bit, and here we go. This is a man who knows women, and you should take his advice. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Likas.
Excellent.
And now, here he is, Tom Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about.
It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Thank you for tuning in. Derek writes it. He says, Tom, I'm 36 years old and having a hell of a time figuring out women. Every time I meet a woman and we start to date, has this ever happened to you, by the way? Every time, he says, every time I meet a woman and we start to date, she falls in love. I can almost time it. 5 to 6 weeks every time. Now, says Derek, I'm always very honest with my intentions from the beginning of the relationship. I tell them that I am number one. My career and time are precious. I tell them that all I'm looking for is a good time. I'll tell them to keep their expectations to a minimum. Every one of them says they understand and that they are not needy, like most of the women I probably know. Every time, 5 to 6 weeks into it, they fall in love. Then they start getting mad at me for not calling. They get mad at me for wanting my space. They get mad at me for dating other women. Mind you, I've told them from the get-go that these are my intentions. They supposedly understand, but they end up being freaks. Is there a solution? Are there women out there that can understand and handle a man that's honest and true with his intentions? Are they all freaks? Seems like it'd be easier and cheaper to pay for an escort. Signed, Derek. I've known people like this. I've heard this complaint from people. And if I'm honest, although I can't pinpoint the years, it's all a haze to me now. I think I went through a stretch like that where every woman I met fell in love with me. Every one. And let me tell you why I think that happens. Maybe this happens to you and you'd like to tell us about it. Or maybe, ladies, you've met a guy like this. Maybe you think you have it figured out. I'm going to tell you my opinion about this. I believe any time a man says, I don't want a relationship, I don't want anything from you, I just want to have fun, you are a challenge. Women love makeovers. They love turning you around. They love fixing you. They love taking sick little puppies and nursing them to health. They love turning men around. And so when you tell a woman, my career comes first, I'm number one, all I'm looking for is a good time, keep your expectations to a minimum, that's a challenge. Women are feeling challenged. Now they have to have you. Before, they didn't care too much. But once you told them they couldn't have you, then they had to have you. Many times on this program, I've given you lessons on how to get a woman to stop calling you. Here's how you do it. After you've had sex with her, call her 6 times a day. Write her letters telling her that she is the most important person you've ever met. Send flowers, cards, notes. Think of creative, romantic things you can do, like a bottle of wine and a baguette and running up the side of a mountain with a picnic basket. Come up with romantic places to go together. Tell her you want to introduce her to your entire family and every one of your friends because you want everyone to know how special she is. If you want a woman to immediately lose interest, tell her how important she is to you. Because as every guy who's ever been disappointed can tell you, that's the surest way to lose a chick. Women only want you if you've got better things to do than them. They want you when you say, you know what? By the way, did I tell you this story? I have an ex who generally would be relatively astute and used to brag about her ability to evade men's advances. And
a guy finally came up to her and said the following, and she said it was so effective she almost fell for it herself. She was this close. First date, she goes out with a guy, and the guy says, "You and I are not going to sleep together." And her first thought was, "What's wrong with me?" Of course, it was all a gimmick. It was a stunt. And it almost worked, and I'll bet it works on a lot of women. You know what? I just want to be friends. That's one way to be sure a woman's going to jump your balls. And if you want a woman to fall in love with you, the best way to get her to fall in love with you is tell her you're not interested, you got better things to do with your time, your career is very important, don't expect me to answer the phone when you call. That is a guarantee that woman will be all over you like a cheap suit, and vice versa. I know lots of guys, and a lot of friends who, you know, go out with a woman and they have fun. They're boozing and yakking and groping and sucking face and all that stuff. And then after that, next day, 6:30 a.m., the phone rings. Ring, hello. I thought maybe you'd be up. I'm up. I thought you'd be up. Surest way to drive a woman away. So here's the deal. If you like someone, don't do that. If you want them to go away, have sex with them, and then tell them that you're in love with them immediately, that you want to marry them. I mean, that's what I think that Derek should do. You don't want the women to fall in love with you? Tell them you're in love with them. Tell them you want them to marry you. Tell them you want them to meet your family. Tell them that you want to do romantic things with them every minute of the day. Tell them there aren't enough minutes in the day that 24 hours a day is not enough. You need more time because they're so important to you. You will chase them away. That's right, Dean. You complete me. Remember Jerry Maguire? You complete me. Tell them stuff like that. They will hightail it right out of there. They will go running. That is the surest way to get chicks to run away. Tell them how much you love them right off the bat. Tell them I know it's only March, but my family is having Thanksgiving dinner, and I'd like you to be there. They will leave. Right?
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800.
I think women understand how important fellatio is to most men. I don't think they get it.
The Tom Likas Show.
Let's go!
Tom, 1-800-5800-TOM. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. We appreciate it. Vanessa, on the Tom Likas Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Vanessa.
How are you?
Do you care, darling?
Yes, I do. I love you.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Sometime you'll have to show me how much.
Okay, I've been listening to you for 5 years. I adore you.
Really?
Yeah, I have a comment.
All right.
On your topic.
Okay.
You are absolutely right. If it's that easy, we don't want it. That's the first
thing. And if a guy puts a lot of barriers in your way, then you really, really want it.
Yep. And like this guy in the letter was saying, you know, every woman has fallen in love with him and all this.
Right.
It wasn't love. It was a challenge. You know, right off the bat, he's saying, keep your distance. It's just for fun. It's just this. It's just that. That's all kinds of red flags for us to want him, not want him, but the challenge to make him turn around and say, he wants me now. And once we get that attention, we don't want him no more.
So the trick is to turn around and say, you know what, I love you. Right, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I really, really love you.
And you know what, Tom, it happens. It happens. You guys play games, and I understand the whole game thing. It's all a big game. But we do it, too, and we do it better.
Yeah.
We do it better. We get away with it a lot better. But the whole, you know, the thing about him saying, oh, every single woman has fallen in love. No, well, you're starting out with, you know, this is not serious. I don't want a relationship. I don't want anything. And we're thinking, okay, yeah, right. You know, it's an ego thing for us. It's just the attention. That's it. Once he, you know, turns his way of thinking around. We don't want them no more. We lose interest. We got, you know, we conquered the challenge.
That's why we should never tell you we're interested, ever.
If you don't tell us that you're interested, then we're more aggressive because we want to see that interest from you.
Oh, so if we want to get rid of you, we should tell you we're interested.
Oh, yeah, especially at the very beginning, you know, at the very, very beginning, like you said, send flowers and do this and do that, big turnoff. It's
yeah.
Like, this guy is crazy.
Teddy bear. Put a teddy bear right there at your front door. You open the door, oh, look, a teddy bear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, no way. I wouldn't even call him. I wouldn't even want to talk to him. That was too easy, you know, next.
So that's one way to stop women from falling in love.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, you know, love is going to come, and it's going to come when it comes. But, you know, meanwhile, it's just a big game between men and women. That's what it is. It's big head games. And I think that even though, you know, what you teach your listeners, I think it's great because us women, we learn a lot from that too. But we have our own set of, you know, little things that we go by. And I think we play the game a little bit better because they need a teacher, and you're great at it, you know, but it just comes natural for us.
Yes. See, I've been a player for a long time, but a lot of my boys out there, well, they just need sex very badly, and they'll do whatever they have to do to get it.
Yeah, and you know what? The whole thing about the booty calls and all that, I don't know. I mean, I've heard your description and what you think a booty call should be about no, you know, no breakfast and no this and no that, but it really is more, a booty call really is more than that. It's no communication at all unless you're coming over or I'm coming over. And that's
oh, yeah,
it.
Well, I agree with you.
That's
I agree
it.
With
no
you.
No phone calls. I don't want to know about your
But that's how guys ruin a perfectly good booty call is by letting her sleep over or by by breaking down and taking her to breakfast the next morning. So please.
No, there shouldn't be any of that. And as a matter of fact, there shouldn't even be any personal conversation at all. That's the way I see it. It should be, I don't care about your job. I have friends that, you know, I can talk to about their jobs or what they're doing or whatever. If I want a boyfriend, I'll just, you know, get a boyfriend and find out about him and whatever. If it's booty call, I don't care what you do. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care. Just call me when, you know, you want to get busy, or I'll call you, and that's it. End of story. And when it's over, it's over. Everybody go home.
Sounds good to me, Vanessa.
But, Tom, you're right. If it's that easy, we don't want it. And these guys that think that, you know, all these women are falling in love with us, no, we're not falling in love. We just want the challenge is just a big thing for us, you know. We want the attention. And once we get it from you, that's it. We move on to the next attention.
No wonder so many women are so miserable.
I guess, yeah. Yep. But I love you, Tom, and I'll keep listening to you as long as you're on the air. And I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Okay, Tom, bye.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-5800-TOM. Jeff on the Tom Likas Show.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Tom, I got a problem, but first let me just say you're doing a great job of teaching us guys to be honest jerks. It works.
Yeah, the more honest you are and the more jerky you are, the better.
That's right. It makes our stock value go up. I call it velvet roping yourself. So it works too well, actually, and I've got the same problem that the guy that wrote in wrote. And the other problem is that I've tried what you said. I've tried pulling the reversal on them. But women seem to have a very acute sense of desperation, and I don't think it's that easy to fake. I think they can sense it because I've had them call my bluff twice. What do you do when you go ahead and say, yeah, come on over for Thanksgiving? They say, okay.
Yeah, well, of course, it's only March. By November, lots of things can happen.
Right. They just seem to know that you're not faking. I don't know. They really seem to have a really acute sense of desperation, and it's a difficult thing to fake. I haven't figured out how to do that. I'm not sure that might work. Maybe it works for some people, but I don't.
There you go. Tom Likas, the most damaged and dangerous man on the radio. It's stuff what does work. It does work. I mean, if you're in a relationship right now, it's a bad relationship. I have the go-to. Make them quit you. Make them break up with you. Never break up with a woman. Make them break up with you. Make it look like it's their idea. So it works. That way, if they break up with you, They're not going to stalk you. They're not going to try any harm. They're not going to follow you. They're not going to destroy your other relationship. They're not going to do anything because they broke up with you. The wrong move is break up with them, and they're not ready for the relationship to be over. That's where the trouble begins, especially if you have children, because they will punish you through your kids. Now, I'm saying women, I'm on the women's side this time. Women are dating damaged men. And you find out that you have a damaged man, how do you handle that? Well, first thing, you know, I think women have this fix-it thing, this internal fix-it thing. And I think women see something in men that they want to fix. I don't know if it's a nurturing thing in them. And they can a little bit. But let's just put it on the other side. Let's say that, and I know a lot of guys, you go to bed with some guy and you are great. He goes to bed, he thinks it's perfect, and then you're just there for that one time and whatever reason you did that one night. All of a sudden, he's calling you. He's claiming you. He's following you, calling your work, calling everything. And how do you get rid of him, that this guy? Because men, you know, men have this thing, ladies, and they're damaged and they're crazy and they're toxic. I don't know what it is. I mean, when you're still a friend with them, they're cool. But once you're intimate, they go cuckoo. I don't know what it is. As soon as you're horizontal, things change. Why does it change? I don't understand why it changes. Maybe because we still have this fallacy back in the day that the virtue of a woman and that she gives us her sacred pussy and she doesn't give it to other men and it's something special, so she must think that you're one special guy. So when you lay down and you get the sacred pussy, that you think, oh my God, I'm a special guy. And then, ladies, you got this guy, and then they don't want to see you with any other man. I don't know what it is about men, but then after you do that, they don't want to see you with any guys. They don't want to see you with their friends because they've been into the sacred treasure trove. You gave them the sacred pussy. And that is like a claim jumper, a squatter, if you will. He owns that. And when you let him know that he doesn't own that, when a woman says, well, you don't own me, we don't care about owning you, who cares about you, we want to own the pussy. That's what we want. You could go talk to men and everything, but don't start wearing clothes that'll make men attracted to you. Don't start flirting or anything, because that's a sign of the open door, knock, knock on the pussy door. Knock, knock, who's there? Somebody new, really knew who. You know who this is. So, ladies, if you are mature enough to handle a one-night stand, or maybe you want to just have benefits with friends and you just got to have a relationship and then you're trying to meet a man and you're expecting men to understand, they will not. It won't happen. Because as soon as you open your legs, he hears harps. Angels are flying out of it, and if a man puts his ear to your pussy, he's hearing the most loveliest melody he ever heard in his life. But the problem of it is that he's thinking it's his. It's his. It's the sacred pussy. And nobody else should have it because you've been there. That's your house. How to get rid of them? We'll do the same thing and reverse it. I love you. Let's have a relationship. I'm thinking about having a baby. I think you'll be a great father. I want you to meet my parents. I want you to move in with me. Now, be careful with that one. Because a lot of men could be in other situations that they're looking to the cabin. Stay away from that. Just say, you know, I want you to go with the money. I want you to buy me a ring before we do it again. I want you to take me to a great dinner before we do it again. I want to be treated like put on the prima donna kind of thing after the first time. You make the first move. If this is the guy that you don't want to be around, if this is the guy that you don't even want to see again, then make the move. Make the move quickly. do not go on a second date. Do not linger. Do not flirt. And you're going to hang with him until somebody better comes along. Don't do that, because you're going to end up in a dangerous situation. Because once a man goes inside you and he leaves his little swimmers inside you and he heard you go, ah, once he heard that shit, he owns that pussy. Now, as the pussy owner, because in reality he doesn't own your pussy. He just leases. He's a renter. And some of you ladies will date the guy for a period of time, so now you're not renting the, you're leasing the pussy with the option to buy. But that's going to get you in trouble too. So don't lease your pussy with the option to buy, saying, okay, well, I'll still have sex with you and we'll still hang out and everything. Let's see how you are and let's see if you're marriage material, blah, 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 blah. I'll meet your friend. See, that's leasing the pussy and option to buy. Don't do that. Do not do that. So that's what's going on here. So ladies, if you're in a relationship, and not even a relationship, if you just want to be an adult and you really don't want to be serious with anybody, go right away. Go right away. What's up, Joe? Let's open up the phones. What's up, Joe? What's up, Miles? What's up?
Hello.
King.
Hello, fuckhead.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, douchebag?
Hey, are you defending toxic masculinity today?
I am defending women from toxic men like
God.
You. I am the champion.
Please.
Somebody has to let women know what's up, because men do not talk to women about this and what we're really thinking. So women are victims from guys like you running around, chasing them, treating them like a sperm disposal unit, leaving them brokenhearted, and trails of tears. What do you think?
I think it's a good fantasy, but that's not really the reality.
What's
so,
the reality?
Yeah, the reality is Joe likes men.
Is that who I think it is?
Yes, it is. My
it is, of course.
Actually,
it is.
I'm sorry, Joe. Yes. Not a man. I meant a man with a pussy. A man pussy. Made just for fuck you, Joe. Coming to JCPenney shortly.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't know. I think most men do that when they're in their teens and in their 20s. I don't think men do it after they're 40. I know I've talked to a lot of men who were past 40, and they consider that a waste of time about going around trying to chase women just to fuck them and fuck them and leave them. It's a waste of energy. So, no, and this toxic masculinity, that's another tag that's being put on men just because we're men. So you're defending women today against toxic masculinity. What are the signs of
defending women from toxic men. Toxic and damaged men, which I used to belong to the party of two, me and my own ego. There wasn't enough for anybody else when I went out to dinner.
So you're no longer
there,
damaged?
Oh, I'm damaged. Oh, I mean, I am, they're still picking up the pieces. I'm part of a study in a university. I think most men are damaged. You don't think you're damaged, Joe? Most men are damaged.
It depends upon the definition. Are men damaged or are men cautious?
No, men are damaged. If any man been in a relationship with a woman, from high school on, your first love who broke your heart, to college that you couldn't get laid, to when you're over 40, that you're looking at women and now their breasts are hanging low, their hair are blue, and their eye, and you think they have a great ass, but they're only bending over because of the walker is below their knees. Every man, I predict, is a damaged, toxic man. Because nowadays, being a man is toxic. Meaning this, if a man looks at you and give you a compliment, or give a stranger woman a compliment, that is now sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and what? And you have some nerve to talk to me, and you're in my private bubble. This is the state of the society we're in. Men are getting angry.
I agree with you. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh.
Well, men are getting angry.
And what you just
are
mentioned
getting angry
about
and told
women,
how to be
you know, being,
go ahead.
Getting upset. You know, men are getting angry.
And they're told how to behave like a child.
No,
they're
men are getting angry
do,
because of the... Yeah. Do we have a delay?
Yeah, Joe, we do have a delay, but go ahead. I'm gonna stop talking. Go ahead. Do have a delay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think men are getting angry. That's the birth of the MGTOW movement years ago. I think men are calming down. I think men are overly cautious. I don't know. Some men are damaged, but damage to me means that no matter what you do, the man or the woman can't be fixed. I don't believe that it's that way with most men. I think if men come across a woman who is appreciative and respectful, their past hurts will eventually go away. With a woman, I think it's a lot harder for the past hurts to go away. I think women are more damaged than men are.
Well, you may be right to a point. But the thing about it is most men, and I think any man will agree, we have Miles here and we have King here. Most men agree that if a man goes 100% in some kind of relationship, I don't care if it's in high school, I don't care if it's later on, whatever, and a woman acts like a bitch, and what I mean by acting like a bitch, we have to watch what we have to say. If we say things and then she takes us away from our friends and she isolates us to that and they have that kind of relationship and then she leaves or whatever, men start thinking women are bitches. And they start calling them that. And we have to train ourselves to say women are not bitches. You are upset. You are damaged because some woman left you because you feel that you were not treated right and you were 100% in and she wasn't. So therefore, every woman's a bitch. And I think most men who approach women are damaged. I really do. I think women, are women damaged? Yeah, because she was probably in a relationship with a damaged man. She had to cope with it. She had to deal with it. And this is where women come up with, I was abused, I was harassed, I was hit, I was beaten, I was blah, 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 blah. But the problem of it is that they have to recognize, is there such a thing as a toxic man? Because I happen to think that these feminine activists, whatever we want to call them, these lesbos, man haters, came up with this on social media as toxic relationships. There's no, and all of a sudden they have no medical experience or psychiatry or a psychiatrist kind of thing to come up with this and studies and data. It's a social media bullshit of a lot of women who are abandoned, and they came up with toxic behavior, toxic man. And the danger about that, when they come up with that in social media, it transcends to the workplace now. I mean, it goes viral, and then all of a sudden, now you got your job. It was funny. Cindy was in it was about 3 months ago. I said, what are you doing? Well, she's in a meeting. She goes, what do you mean? What are you meeting? Well, we have to go to, at work, how to deal with black people.
Oh, critical race theory?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was in class. I go, what? Well, what is it? Sensitivity? I guess it was a sensitivity thing, and then the subject was dealing with black hurt, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and going, do they know that you're with a black man? Yes, they do, but I'm still learning. So, and then she was telling me, and then we had an argument. She goes, no, honey, No, you got to understand black people. I go, what? No, 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 no. You got to look at it in the black person. I'm black. Well, not what it says here right now. This, well, I'm in class. You got to get out of here right now. You're disturbing the class. I'm sending you to HR. You remember that, right? What was it, black sensitivity class?
It was race sensitivity. It had nothing to do with being black.
It was black people.
It's all
in a manner. Wait a minute.
No, but you were
talking about black people.
And you kicked me out.
How do you have race sensitivity without it
being
black?
Oh, yeah, they come up with race sensitivity class now and everything. What did you learn with racism? I understand your company is that, but what did you learn about race sensitivity?
Lots of stuff.
How to kill a black man and smile when you walk away? You're doing really good. I'm not stopping. You go back to class.
So how do you have, oh, my God. How do you have race sensitivity and not include the other race?
Well, yeah, it's all races. It's not just black. They also deal with the Asian because they're being hated on, and then they're dealing with, you know. I mean, see how stupid our society is that, I mean, we're people. You walk among us and everything. You know that you don't call a black person a nigger, a chink, or a Latino a wetback. Done. Class over. Done. It's like we have to look at the world through their eyes. What?
Well, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea, but, I mean, I you know, the purpose isn't to do that, though. If you want to switch to a little bit of a political theme, it's not to just make people sensitive to another person's feelings. It's to try to make people feel bad about themselves. Ask Cindy when you have the time if, at the end of the class, if she didn't feel guilty for being white, because that's the whole purpose of the
That's another thing. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And but, you know, I have a thing with the class, and she goes, why does it offend you? First of all, it puts white people, just give me a minute, in some kind of high control moral way that you have to understand how we feel, like you're coming down to our level and it puts you way up here. Like, and I don't like that, but... Yeah, it can be reversed about how dumb white people are, how neglectful white people are, how privileged white people are, how abusive white people are. It's a good class. I recommend it. All right. All right.
Look at that. Any white person, you poor, stupid fuck, you.
That's right. Yeah. I got an A in that class. So, ladies, here you go, Joe. Glad you're talking. I'm only going to play a five-minute thing. This is a woman explaining to you, because I can't explain it, about damage. It's only 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's only 3 minutes.
Okay.
About toxic... narcissistic men. Maybe she could explain it better than I can.
Okay.
King Cole. We're only
King
missing
Cole.
Nat. Where's Nat? King
yeah.
Cole's in the studio.
Where's your other half?
Nat.
Yeah.
Hey, go
Matt
look at Dick,
King.
Huh?
Oh, by the way. Hello, yeah. King. Not you, Cole. Yeah, King.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Joe's on a delay. He's on like a 30-second delay. We'll have to wait till he hears.
I heard him, but I'm going to try to fix it. And if it might make me hang up. I might have to call back in.
Well, you go ahead. I'm going to play this woman here who says, and why King is in there. You could probably still hear the show. Here we go. This lady's talking about toxic men and narcissism. King, tell me if you agree with her. Why Joe fixes his thing.
You're welcome. So today's video is both a highly requested one and a very serious one. And today's video is all about narcissistic men and narcissistic relationships and why it is so important to recognize narcissistic men when you experience them. And narcissistic men are an experience because they aren't detectable when you first meet them. And their dysfunction at first glance isn't detectable to the naked eye. And these men do not come with a warning sign of danger ahead on their foreheads. So in order for you to truly understand a narcissistic person, you would have to experience them firsthand because they are an unforgettable experience of negativity. Now, before I get into the signs of a narcissistic man, I need to express that narcissism usually runs in families and that both men and women, black, white, Mexican, your boss, gay, transgender, biracial, Hispanic, and Asian can be narcissistic. Narcissism can also coexist with other personality disorders like histrionic and borderline personality disorder, which isn't talked about at all with black people around the world. And some of you may hate to hear this, but narcissism cannot be cured by reading the Bible or managed by going to church and taking it to Jesus, because the church is often a hiding place that is filled with narcissists. And a lot of people throw around the word narcissism quite recklessly and carelessly, and a lot of people like to confuse and conflate narcissism with being conceited or cocky or overconfident, and nothing could be further from the truth. Narcissism and NPD, otherwise known as narcissistic personality disorder, is a serious, serious, serious mental illness that often destroys lives. There are narcissistic mothers and fathers and sisters and grandmothers, and many husbands are narcissistic, and a man's wife can be narcissistic, and narcissists can be stalkers and killers and everything toxic in between. So who and what is a narcissist? Narcissism is a spectrum personality disorder, okay? It stretches far and wide in the personality. Spectrum, meaning the person can have the traits of a narcissist to being a fully unhinged narcissist. And a personality disorder means that the personality of that person was either neglected or a combination of being neglected and compromised and distorted and damaged beyond repair. And a narcissist is a person who is emotionally stunted between the ages of 2 and 6, and 6 is pushing it. Now, with a narcissist, it can get tricky, okay, because their mental development is fine, and they can be very mentally adept and intelligent, but emotionally, they are stuck and trapped children that are on the inside of an adult body. This means that they are incapable of the mature emotions that are required in a successful...
Oh, shut up. Stop you right there. All right. Mind you, this woman's talking. It's not a doctor, by the way. I happen to think narcissism is great. I have the maturity of a 5-year-old, and I'm very happy. So there, she's lying. But, you know, let's test the mic. Joe, are you there? Let's test Joe's mic. Joe?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. There you go. Real time. There you go. Joe's here. Miles is here. And King. It looks like a man show today. You know, I always said this. Life is very simple. People make it complicated. Relationships are very simple. But when it gets complicated, you pick the wrong person. Sometimes you got to go back to the basics, right? The reason I think a lot of these people come up with this toxic damaged men and everything, no, everybody is damaged. If you think you're not damaged, then you don't belong in this world. Everybody had some type of trauma, whether from childhood to teenage to whatever, pimples in high school and you couldn't get a date, they laughed, bullying. What? Everybody in this world had some type of a trauma in their lifetime. Does that make you toxic and that makes you a damaged person? Could be. Could be. But I don't happen to believe that a person who's a narcissist or a person who is toxic or damaged, let's quote these things, air quotes, you can't see me do it, but soon you will, can find love with the right person. I think when you get into the area of this guy's toxic and this guy's damaged, you're actually in a bad relationship. You're actually in a bad relationship, and then you're going to point fingers at each other. And let's see. Melissa, good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We have Joe in the studio, we have King in the studio, and we have Miles in the studio.
Oh, my God, I'm outnumbered.
You you can still kick
But
you
I can hold my
ass.
Own. I'm not worried about it.
You can hold your own,
mm-hmm.
and you can probably hold
mm-hmm.
everybody else's. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really mean it that way. My mouth just runs.
Circle jerk. Circle jerk time.
Yeah. Get out of here. I knew it.
And
you have to really say that.
And that's
Thomas.
Part of that damaged personality coming out there.
Yeah, that's true. I am damaged. I will admit. And Melissa, on a serious note, I happen to believe that if a person, when they call it a toxic and a damaged, toxic and damaged man, I think majority of them are. Let's just be realistic.
Well, you did women the other day, so it's
yes.
pretty equal.
Yes.
Right?
And I did, and that's why I wanted to do the men, because there's a lot of women audience out there, and they say, what about us? There's a guy
yeah.
who wrote in his show. He's listening to the show right now, but I don't want to take it into politics, but he did say something that's interesting, and I don't want to go there because I want to stay on the toxic and damaged men. He said, you know, Brian, I'm listening to the show. I said,
Brian,
okay,
how close are you to your microphone?
I got the phone right in my mouth.
Are you using a microphone or are you using
no,
a headset?
No, I'm using
for,
a phone.
For your phone.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Yeah. It might be the app because I have the phone right in my mouth.
I think
you're
too close to the phone. You're breaking
I'm too close.
Up.
Huh.
Oh.
Did you get a new
okay.
phone yet? Have you upgraded
yeah,
your...
That's what I mean. I think you may be very, maybe too close to the mic.
You buy your phone at Kmart
Whoa.
Again?
Oh. All right, hold
what?
On, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Now Melissa's breaking up.
It's not
I
my
was
phone.
Saying Joe,
no.
you know, maybe.
All right.
You
might
buy
be
phone
me,
at
but
Kmart.
I don't.
All right, Joe, I put myself on speaker. Is that better?
I hate that when you do that.
Keep on talking.
That makes me crazy.
Do you really? Really?
Yeah.
You can tell
I
when
can
I
tell.
Put
yeah.
on
speaker. The other way was
Oh,
better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. It might be your app, Joe.
Yeah, it's still.
Might be
okay.
the app.
All right. I'll I'll hopefully it'll work itself out.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know what I was saying, but.
Now you sound good. You were saying, we were talking about you had somebody write you in and it was a man.
Right.
As to what
right.
we were talking about.
Right. And this woman is talking about, I can go back and forth and I can stop it, but this woman, there are some people say, you're with a narcissistic man, you're with a damaged and toxic man. I said, that is true. I say, any woman that goes with a man, handle with care. She should automatically have a disclaimer in her head, handle with care. Because most men are damaged. Most men are toxic. Defining what is toxic and damage. Now, I can go with Cole. I'll use him as a damaged man. Example A. Cole does not have a relationship with a woman. He has a relationship with a hooker. His relationship is pay to play. Pay to play. For 1 hour, he has a fantastic relationship, and he loves her to death. She loves him.
Wait a second, and, man. Why am I being used as a guinea pig here?
Because it's true. You keep saying,
or something.
No. Listen, I'm being serious. Cole, you
yeah,
admit
but it's been a long
here
time.
On the
it's
air.
It's been a long time.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not talking out of school here. You can only relate
right,
to a woman
ahead,
if she's a hooker. Am I correct?
Lately, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. When was the, okay, let me. Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually had a good, loving relationship? I mean, a one-on-one girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. When was the last time?
Like 14 years ago.
That's right, and you're 110 now. That's a long time.
Right.
Oh, I'm only kidding. All right, Father Time.
That was before electricity was invented.
That's right. Now listen to me, Ben. Don't get hit by a car. So what I'm trying to say,
Miles Van Winkle. Yeah. I'm in the bus.
All right, Rip. Now, listen. What I am trying to say to you is that why is it that you can only relate to a hooker and not a regular kid? Regular woman. You are a damaged man. I think he got hit by a bus.
I'm not a damaged man. I'm just not interested. Oh. I just don't want to get sidetracked.
You're not interested in having a one-on-one loving relationship? Okay.
I don't believe
this
that.
This is Friday. I don't believe that either. I think he does, too. He's out in the street, so he'll come back in, and I gotta do
Bob
Firestone. Right. See, that's the extreme as a damaged man. Now we go to the other damaged man.
14 years.
He was 14 years old when he had his last loving relationship.
14 years old?
I think he said 14 years ago.
14 years? I thought he said 14 years old.
Then
I got a feeling it's 14.
Well, let's ask him when he comes back.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
No, I said ago, not old. Sorry, it's raining here. Motherfuckers.
How
14
old
years ago.
Why did you call me a motherfucker? I stood up for you.
I didn't call you a motherfucker.
Okay.
I didn't call you that.
Okay.
When was the last time you had a relationship, one-on-one relationship call? For the female.
14 years ago.
14? You're a lie.
You gotta give
you're
me a
damn
minute.
Lie.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're a damn
2 minutes,
lie.
I'll be back.
All right. And I know it's a lie because I've been on the air for what I remember when I came on the air. He used to say that he didn't have a relationship. He had a hooker at around 14 or whatever. But it's okay. Let's go with that story. It's a lie. Damn. Now let's go with the lady killer, Mr. King Webb. Lady, I call him LL, you know, Cool King. Ladies love Cool King. King is a single man, good-looking man. A lot of things going on with him. King, when was the last time that you had a loving relationship with one-on-one with a loving woman that you were so in love and the relationship was going great?
It's been a while, you know, because, you know, I just can't step out and just deal with anybody. I got to make sure that they're fit for me and fit for these kids, you know what I mean? So
right.
You know, I just don't I don't know, I just don't jump into too many with the lot, you know what I mean? And so but it's been
okay.
A while.
Well, would you like to take the damaged man test? I just made it up. Would you like to take it, King? Oh, is it my phone? Or do I have a bad connection? Oh, okay.
No.
King,
yeah, go ahead.
Would you like to take the... Okay, here we go. Let's see how you look in your views towards women. Here you go. Ready? This is called the Toxic Man, Damaged Man Test. Made up by Brian Hammer Jackson. It's copyrighted by me. Don't use it. Here you go, King. King, what is the first thing you notice about a woman? Here we go. Her tits. Her butt, her legs, or her eyes? Be honest.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've been a breast man since I was a baby, so I look at her tits.
Tits! Tits it is! You're not damaged at all. Okay. Jesus. King.
King gets
after
an A.
You, yeah,
you're breaking
an
up, brother.
A T
must be
you know
me.
What, Joe? He gets a T and an A.
He gets a T and an A, yeah.
Exactly. All right. King, after the first night, she stays over. You did your thing. She looks at you and says, I love you. What do you do? Pretend you're asleep? get the hell out of bed and get dressed and call Uber, make her breakfast, or say I love you back. One night, she says, I love you. What do you do?
I'm going to do like Eddie Murphy. I'll boomerang and I'm going to slide them covers down and see if her toes is pretty.
Yeah, you're not damaged. Okay. King. Third question, final question. You go to a restaurant and she tells the waiter what to do. Bring her drink. Don't make it this. Her steak is too hot. Her steak is too cold. She starts complaining. But she has great tits. She's wearing a dress that is really up to her thighs. They can look under the table and see what you're going to be eating that night after dinner. But she is harassing the help. What do you do? Do you confront her and say, hey, chill out, and possibly not get laid that night? Do you tell her a different way to talk to the waiter? Do you correct her? Or do you just ignore her? Or do you go with it and join her in harassing the help? Or do you get the hell out of there? What do you do?
I mean, I'm going to tell her to chill out, and then I'm going to check the waitress, too, and resolve the issue.
Okay. You know, okay, judging by...
Sorry, Miss Waitress, but this lady here that I'm dating, she hasn't been laid for the second night, so she's a little upset right now.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in a therapy section, and my diagnosis is that I'm giving you some heavy prescription meds, and please, when you take these, do not drive. Well, there you go. Now, Melissa, since you're the only female here, is he damaged or just a typical guy?
He said he would either ask the girl why she was doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
And then he would check the waitress for what?
He would check the waitress. Don't forget to leave her tip. So is he a damaged guy or is he a typical guy?
I think he's a typical guy. He's not. I mean, I think that we talked about that the other day, the people mm-hmm. that go into restaurants and are amazingly rude to the help, that
mm-hmm.
they've got a problem. They've got a real
mm-hmm.
problem. I mean, we don't always get bad food or service, but some people are just terrible in restaurants. They're rude and, I don't know, complain
yep.
about everything. You've got a problem with somebody like that. You've
yep.
got a problem.
I mean, and then if the waitress is getting rude, Then I'm gonna check her attitude and see what's going on with her, so we can better be acquainted. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because
right.
some of these ladies, they come in straight from home, so a lot of them bring their home attitude into work, and you know whatever is going on. You know what I mean? Because I've had that happen before when I was at Denny's one time, and mm-hmm. you know. I said, you know what? I said, you're talking to me right now. You ain't working. Forget them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they need to know your feelings, your attitude, what you deal with. And, you know.
Right. We're talking. Okay, say you go out with somebody, and everything
yeah.
that's done, it isn't good enough. The water's too cold. There's not enough ice in
right.
it. The table's dirty. Then they get their food, and it's not good enough, and they kind of just put the help down and, have you ever been out to eat with somebody like that?
I have.
No.
Oh, I have
no,
too.
No, because see, I don't really go on dates like that. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these women that I
yeah.
came across me, they don't deserve that type of that type. You know what I mean? For me, they gonna get a Burger King, McDonald's, and go and get your happy ass on somewhere.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
So you see it as like a personality problem if you took
yeah,
a girl out
yeah.
and she acted that. Okay, so yes, he's normal. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
See, yeah. but I'm a little bit more sensitive because that happened to me. So I leaned towards her
yeah.
and go, are you on your period? I mean, I just want to know what medical stuff going on.
No, that's sensitive. I mean, yeah,
Well, I have to ask. I mean, there's a reason why she's acting like a bitch. I'm saying, you know what I mean? Are you kind of like bleeding or something? But you're right. Okay, Joe, how would you handle that?
I know what I would do. No,
what would you do?
Something like that. If she was just a bitch, if she was just going to complain about every little thing, I wouldn't say anything. But you also mentioned that she's got, you know, she's showing the skirt all the way up to the crotch. I wouldn't even want to get laid. I would just either take her home and probably not say anything. Because that's something similar to that happened to me one time on a date. And I know what I did then. And I didn't talk to her for the rest of the night. I took her home. I canceled the rest of the date and took her home. And that was it. So, something like that. I don't like obnoxious women. I'm not going to pay for an obnoxious woman to be my mate for the night. She's going to be a pain in the ass in bed, and that was it. So I didn't have a woman that was that kind of obnoxious, you know, to the waitress or to the waiter. But I know what I would have done, and I wouldn't have said anything. it would just exacerbate the situation. It would just make it worse. But after eating, it was, okay, you ready? Okay, let's go. And that would have been it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you guys. Well, would the crotch thing bother you? If she had let's just say she had a short skirt, but when she sat down, the skirt kind of hiked up a little bit, you do see a little crotch. Would that bother you on the first
date?
That's
what I'm saying. I knew.
Really?
No, if she had great legs, I'm a leg man. It wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
I wouldn't care how good looking she was. If she was just a fucking cunt, then I would have just ended the date after eating, and that would have been it.
I wouldn't want to be out with anybody like that. I would be so embarrassed and so ashamed. Somebody that was rude and just making everybody just that to me is a
A prima donna. Look
to me,
at
when
me,
you
I'm
go
like
out to
you.
Yeah. When you go out to eat, I mean, if you act graciously, you get treated graciously 9 times out of 10. I was raised differently than that, to go out and act like a jerk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a situation
so
that I
did. So think about what they act
with.
Like in the house.
Oh, can
think
you imagine?
That.
Can you imagine what your future will look with this one? Can you imagine your future will look with that one? This is a situation I actually had. How would you handle it? And we're talking toxic and damaged men. I admit that I am toxic. I'm very toxic. In fact, I'm nuclear. And I'm damaged. I'm a nuclear dude. But so I will admit that. This really happened. And tell me how you guys will handle it, including you, Melissa, as it goes with the toxic and damaged men. See, toxic and damaged men, Joel just left, but toxic and damaged men go for toxic and damaged women. Birds of a feather do flock together. Very rarely you'll get the nice person like Melissa. You'll get the nice and go, she was put her toe in a bad boy pond, but not really actually swim in it. You know, maybe the guy will pull up in a Harley in a prom, and she goes, oh, that's interesting. I haven't went there. You know, she may get on the Harley for the prom, but that's not going to be her lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's not, this is not the guy, but I might dip my little toe in it. Tell me how you would handle this. When I was single, I met a beautiful girl, smart, intelligent. In fact, she claimed she was a psychologist, and I believe her, because what happened that night, only a crazy person will do. Everything was right, intelligent, pretty, manners like you would not believe, high class. She drank with her pinky up. We got home and got intimate. She was a freak in bed. It's like I thought I was Rick James, super freak, man. Then right before she wanted to climax, she wanted me to punch her in the face. This is all true. She wanted me to hit her as hard as I can in the face. This is true. This is how she would like the climax. I mean, she was intelligent, smart, professional, but that one quirk she had, and I knew as soon as she said she was a psychologist, because most psychologists are woohoo. Now, King, in that situation, you had a choice to punch her in the face so you could finish doing what you need to do and maybe have a decent relationship, or leave immediately. It might be the best lay you ever had. What do you do?
Can you imagine if you blackened her eye up and she said, I'm going to the police now?
Well, that was in my head, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
That was in my head.
Mm.
But, Melissa, same situation, because
mm-hmm.
it happens to girls, too. I mean, I'm going to give you a different scenario. The guy's a CEO, this and this, great life, whatever. You can have anything you want. I mean, he's more of a submissive towards you, but he had that one quirk that he wants you to tie him up, and he wants you to treat him very badly. And let's say everything is perfect with this guy.
Mm.
You could have the world with this guy. You could travel the world with this guy.
Mm.
But he had that one quirk that he wants you to tie him up and hit him as hard as you can with a baseball bat up the ass.
Hit him with a baseball bat up the ass.
He hit him with a baseball bat
and
crack,
this is the first
across
date?
The ass.
This is the first date?
This is the first date. But you could see the
I
future
would run
with this
so
guy.
Fast.
Would
I
you
would
really?
Run so fast. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a sicko.
Serious? But you get, we're all sick, aren't we? I mean, really.
In some ways, but that's
pick
more than others.
Yeah, pick your poison. Jeez. Here's Melissa. Gotta go.
Oh, bye. Bye, weirdo.
There you go. Wait, I forgot the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Okay. Got this credit card. Now I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let go. I never want to see you again.
No. No, that's so weird.
I know. You know what? There are people like that.
Mhm. And they'll find other people that are like them, so they don't need me.
Right. Well,
right?
You send him to those clubs and let him get his thing on, and you go buy a boat and have thing and get some guy who's a pool boy named Pablo, and you're good to go.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Isn't
Everybody's
it?
Different. I know that. Yeah.
I can go on and on, but we have different stories, and we're about to end this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories here. Let's get off of that, because apparently nobody wants to talk about that. But
mm-hmm.
this is going to make you pissed off, and really pissed off. Too bad. Joe's not. Maybe Joe is hearing it, but this is going to piss you off. Are you ready? Headline. I'm not even going to set it up. Oh, I'll set it up. Apparently, this transgender man transitioning into a woman, and he lived as a woman. You guys are with me? It's a man living as a woman. You guys with me? Because you got to really follow this one. So the makeup, the hair and everything, you would see her walk down the street, it looks like a woman, but it's really a man who's a transgender. Been living as a woman, dressed as a woman, everything. It's a woman. And mentally, it's a woman. He thinks he's a woman. You guys with me? You got to be with me before I can go on. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I'm going to read you the headlines, and this is going to piss the motherfucker out of you. It's from Variety, the entertainment magazine.
Mm.
Trailblazing trans MMA fighter. I want you to think about what an MMA fighter is. So this motherfucker was an MMA fighter, but he was a man fighting women. Fighting women. Beating them up. Hitting them in the face. Nobody
I think
almost
killed one, didn't he?
I think he did. Nobody knew it was a man because the transformation of him thinking he's a woman and he acted like a woman, he lived as a woman. But all this time he was kicking women's asses in the ring. How do you feel about that before I go on? I mean, how do you feel about that,
Did he
Melissa?
Keep the
Seriously.
Penis? Did he keep the penis?
He kept the penis. But but it was a woman in MMA kicking women's asses and winning the title.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Can you imagine? This is true. Here it is from Variety newspaper. It's going to even get more disturbing. So instead of us saying how disgusting it was and attorneys and everything, they rewarded this transgender and they're going to make a biopic. Fox Pictures is going to make a movie out of his life. They're rewarding him for kicking, for getting in the ring with women, kicking their ass, blooding them up, busting their noses, busting their legs and everything, because they thought it was a woman, but it was really a man. And what kind of man will do that? Because this man thinks he's a woman now, because he's living as a woman. Tim, would you watch that? Would you watch that,
Shut
Melissa?
Up,
can you watch
off.
That?
No. No.
Chop his cock off.
Yeah, how do you
I
feel
think
about
that?
That yeah.
You know, 25 years ago, they should have made him go in the ring with Mike Tyson and have him beat his ass.
Exactly.
Punch his tits off.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the full article. This was this came out April 21st, I guess. So about a week ago. Here it is. They call it The Life of Her Name is Fallon Fox, F-A-L-L-O-N. The first openly transgender fighter in mixed martial arts is the subject of a new film in development at Mark Gordon Pictures. Really? Fox stories will be scripted by a writing team of T. Cooper. These people did The Blacklist, BBC, America, Cooper, Netflix, to Get Down. Originally hiding her transgender, she hid her transgender. Originally hiding her transgender identity when she began competing in MMA. She hid it, and she was kicking other girls' asses. I mean, really beating them down. To a point where they were really injured. The other people had no idea. The women had no idea that they were fighting a man. But this is her story, and she's a victim on
Chop
her story.
Chop
this so
cock off.
Yeah, please remember, she's the victim. So feel sorry for her, okay? Because it says here, when she began competing in the MMA, she feared transphobia.
Clear of the closing doors, please.
Why do I feel like I'm in New York? Hang on, Melissa. We're going downtown to the Bronx. Here we go, Melissa. All right. I got your back. You got my back. Here we go.
Shop.
Please clear Shop the door. We're on our way
off.
To the Bronx.
You hear me, Ed Byrne? You hear me?
Yes, I
Chop
did.
His cock. Chop his little cock right off. Then he can make give him a pussy. And then maybe Joe could be a chaperone.
So remember, she's the victim. Because Fox feared transphobia would bring rejection from the widely popular league. After we bring rejection to, she feared that you know damn well that you're a man kicking women's ass, of course. After nearing the upper echelons in the ring, a journalist threatened to out Fox, who then boldly told her truth, in an interview with OutSports and Sports Illustrated. Meanwhile, she has injured many women before he actually told the truth. Remember, she's a victim, everybody. She's the victim. And they have the nerve to say this. The story's both inspired and caused backlash as well as further transphobic rhetoric in a debate over whether a woman who was assigned male at birth should be able to fight in a woman's division in MMA. So remember, it's a victim. She was so afraid. Fox will serve as a consultant on the project. Movie producers will produce it. There is a ban now. She said the subject matter is especially timely as 34 states are currently considering legislation that would ban transgender girls from playing on girls' interscholastic sports team. In Arkansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, Mississippi have already made those bans and those laws. Idaho is joining, which became the first state to do so in 2020. But, of course, California, New York, transgender, yay, go trans. I mean, it's not really hard to think. It's not really hard to think to ban this. I mean, any guy punching a girl in the face, putting her in a chokehold, slamming her down on the mat, kicking her in the groin, kicking her in the stomach, put her in a chokehold. It's really do you really have to think that maybe they should not be in a ring with a woman? I mean, is it really? Oh my God. I couldn't watch it. I'm with Melissa. Let him get in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Fox released.
Test that out for size, right?
Exactly. Fox previously starred in Michael Thomas' 2015 documentary Game Face with Terrence Clemens, a closeted gay college basketball player. The film follows both athletes through their coming out. Do we care?
But that's different, though. I mean, if you're gay, you're gay, right? And you don't want to change your sex 9 times out of 10, but that's not even fair, right? And did you see the pictures of her?
Yeah.
You can tell. Remember one day we were talking about, you know, what the difference in men's anatomy? And you can see that he has an Adonis belt, which is only men have it. Women don't have it. That's a male. That is a male. No fair.
No, I know. I know. I mean, my God, if you want to see some of her, oh, my God, here, she's up, oh, my God, I have the YouTube here. All you have to do is go to YouTube and put in Fallon Fox, F-A-L-L-O-N, Fox, F-O-X, Fallon Fox. And at the first one, you'll see it. Going against Elena Jones in a full fight. And it's her. Let me see if you can hear the sound on this. It's horrific. This is a man posing as a woman beating a okay, here it is. Let's see if you can hear it.
On Access TV. Early face off the right hand here from Fallon Fox. Outside leg kick from Fox. The round kick off the right leg is extremely powerful.
Yeah, she has good round kicks. I've seen her kick bad. Got good speed, good power on the kick.
Alana's going to tuck her chin here. Look through the brown. Got the chin propped up in the air. It's always dangerous.
Oh,
if Fallon powers through with that right hand, outside leg kick again from Fallon Fox.
Alana got to look to throw that straight right when that kick comes.
She has tenderized that lead leg early. Alana throws a 3-2 left hook right cross combination. Start to time those leg kicks and come over the top with the right hand and drop the tie. That's what Elana Jones needs to do here. Time the leg kicks of Fallon Fox.
Yeah, the Dutch fighters did. Well, the American fighters didn't really know how to do it for a long time.
Nicely done there from Elana. Got out of the way of the attempted shot from Fallon. There's a bit of blood coming from the left nostril here of Fallon Fox. It looks like.
Here we go. The low ones, but the ones going high, she is.
It is amazing how much Fallon, still in control of the fight, however, still winning this fight, did slow down after the first round back.
Yeah.
Double leg from Fallon, gets her down and gets her down, the earliest we've seen so far in the fight.
Yeah, good timing. Caught the leg when she threw the kick and put her down.
This is Fallon land. This is where she is comfortable. If she can posture up here and work some
to figure out a way to get loose, get back up to her feet. Try that scissor.
Oh, and Elana Jones taps out! I think there will be a lot of reassessment after this performance tonight, particularly in the cardio levels.
I think she looks just frustrated to a point where Alana's still hanging around. Wow.
Alana throws the legs up. No arm there for the tanking and goes to side control. Does Fallon Fox.
Loses position because of it.
And this is not a good position to be in. Fallon controlled the
And she puts the knee across the throat of Alana Jones. Alana feels the pressure, can't breathe. Blood flow also not happening as she's forced to tap out. Yeah, well.
Fallon Fox put her knee right on that girl's neck. The girl couldn't breathe. Blood coming out of her mouth. So she tapped out. That's a man posing as a woman fighting another woman in the MMA. There you go, folks. That's what your champion. Yay, transgenders, go. Kicked her ass.
Wow.
Her ass and hurt her pretty badly.
Mm.
So remember, she's a hero. She's a hero. You know what I mean?
Not mine.
As well as, well, it says, here's what she said. I had a great time so far working with the producers and the writers, bringing the story to life, and I hope this film sheds some light on the topic of trans athletes in sports. This story needs to be told now more than ever, said Fox. Gordon and Roberts are the one. Get this, these are the producers, right? Gordon and Roberts applauded Fallon as a remarkable woman and athlete who has withstood and achieved so much in her life and whose story is far too little known. She is universal. She's a living icon of strength and persistence. You son of a... These are two fucking assholes who are saying that this attempted murderer who posed as a woman went into a ring, hit her, who he was, beat the hell out of these women, injured these women, bloodied these women, and these two fucks, Gordon and Roberts, said that she should be applauded as a remarkable woman and an athlete who withstood and achieved so much in her life, whose story is so far. She is a universal living icon of strength and persistence. It's not even a woman. And if you want to think about it, if she's biologically a man, that woman took her to 12 rounds. Can you imagine? Let her go, like you're saying, let her go toe-to-toe with a man. Let her go toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson and see how long this fuck couldn't even take a woman. And I don't mean this way. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about strength. If she had a hard time with a good woman fighter, couldn't stand a chance with a man. He would kick their ass. And they're going to applaud this freak and going to give them a movie and going to tell people that this is a universal woman, a living icon? Are we going to buy that crap? These guys should be locked up.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
It should make you mad. It should make you mad. There you go. If you want to see what I'm talking about, its name is Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, next, Fox, F-O-X. Google it, YouTube it, and see her fight women. That's what you should do. Make a good man out of you. I'm going to do a last story, Melissa, and then we're going to go. I stayed away from Giuliani, and thank you for coming in. I stayed away from Giuliani. You're going to love this. Melissa, I made this for you. And we're on this subject, and goes with the same subject, with toxic and damaged men. Are you in a relationship with one? We did a story about Madonna 3 days ago that she's 67 and she's going out with a 27-year-old dude. Well, these are women who married rich. You should see the men that they married. You should see the men that they married. Jerry Hall, wife of Rupert Murdoch. She was a former wife of Mick Jagger, who was also the father of their four children. She is now worth, you're not going to believe it, $18 billion.
$18
billion. Rupert Murdoch looks like he's like 120, and she looks like she's about 40. $18 billion. These are women who married rich.
Mm.
Selma Hayek. Now, this surprised me. Selma Hayek, wife of Franciscus Henry Pinault. Her wedding picture, she doesn't look happy. He looks old. She doesn't. She's worth $7.1 billion. Women who married rich. He is the Carrick. You know your Carrick? King, the CEO. He's the president of Group Artemis, a multi-company that Carrick was originally founded by his father. Wow. Selma Hayek, worth $7.1 billion. I guess it's not as good as I thought it would be, but, you know. These are women. Virtually, there's one woman who, the guy's 87, she's 23. And it says here they've been in love for a long time. Yeah, she's been in love with his money for a long damn time. Wow, can you imagine that? Do I fault these women? Hell no. Hell no. And here's one last one that'll make you guys feel good. I think Cole sent this to me. So this guy is a DoorDash driver. Okay. He's an older man trying to make a living. All right. There's only one problem. He's black. Now, normally when a black man goes up to a white person's house in the middle of the night with a package, the neighbors don't. They're thinking it's drugs. I mean, there's nothing on the sign of his car that he's driving that says DoorDash. He's in the wrong neighborhood. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? A Blackstone, Ohio delivery driver endured a frightening and threatening experience as a white man shouted racial insults and made threats on her life, and chased her while she was simply trying to do her job. On Saturday, April 17th, Kuana Larkins, 22, she was making a food delivery for DoorDash with her two-year-old son along with her in a car seat. She's trying to make ends meet. She's 22, single mom, doing her job. With her two-year-old son along with her, she encountered a stopped car in the apartment complex where she was making her delivery, so she went around it. After I delivered the order, I came outside, and the man, he was still waiting outside. Larkins told, this is a radio station in Cleveland, he was just beeping, and then when I tried to leave, he started following me. Caught on video by Larkin, James Rose, 53, is seen and heard using vulgar and racist slurs towards Larkin. Here's her tape on her camera. I don't know if it's going to work.
Get the f*** out of here. Hey, get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here. Hey, get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here. I pay $1,000 a month here. You can't, you make $1,000 a 2 months. F*** you.
How do you know that?
You're a dumb, black, f*** you.
What's your name?
Yeah, and I'm racist, and I'm a racist motherfucker.
What?
I got an AK-47 right now in my car. I'll blow your head off.
What?
That's her two-year-old kid, and you can hear the kid, and the kid reminds me of when I hear beautiful noises, when I hear Oliver and I hear Sean and I hear those beautiful kid noises. While this guy is threatening to kill her and blow her fucking head off, you can hear the two-year-old in the car, and you can, if you listen closely. So here's what happened. She's 22. She's a single mom. She's responsible. The baby's with her. She is delivering for DoorDash. That's all. This guy, he's a white guy, did not like her color in his neighborhood. And we'll play that again. Welcome back, Cole. Welcome back. And this is what happened. This is what happened.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, what's up, motherfucker? So here's the setup. She's 22 years old. She's a black woman trying to make extra money. Her kid's in a car, 2 years old. She's working for DoorDash. This guy starts honking at her. A white guy starts honking at her in the driveway and telling her to get the fuck out. And here's a conversation. Black girl with a kid in the car. White guy did not want her in the neighborhood. And here it goes. This is a conversation.
Get the f*** out of here. Hey, get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here. I pay $1,000 a month here. You can't, you make $1,000 a 2 months. F*** you.
How do you know that?
You're a dumb, black, f*** you.
What's your name?
Yeah, and I'm racist. And I'm a racist motherfucker. I got an AK-47 right now in my car. I'll blow your fucking head off.
There you go. Who is this guy?
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I pay $1,000 a month here. You can't, you make $1,000 a 2 months. F*** you. You're a dumb, black, f*** you.
What's your name?
Yeah, and I'm racist. And I'm a racist motherfucker. I got an AK-47 right now in my car. I'm gonna blow your f***ing head off.
There you go. And that's the story. So he starts yelling at her, get the fuck out of here. I pay $1,000 a month here. You make $1,000 in 2 months. Rhodes would continue with his erratic behavior and language, using profane, racist, and sexist expletives. Neighbors quickly aided Markins, addressing Rhodes directly. She's driving erratically, Rose informed the neighbor. Well, look at you, the neighbor responded. I don't give a fuck. You don't call her name. Here we go. The neighbor came out. Fuck that nigger, Rose yelled back. Rose claimed to have an AK-47 in his car, threatening to use it against Larkins. She admitted to being scared at this point and considered driving off because you never know what could happen with people who are capable of that. The neighbor continued to talk to Rose, said, you know what? You're a racist. Yes, I am, Rose said back. Like he was basically proud to say that he was a racist and he didn't have any remorse for what he said. She says, Larkin, she has not worked at DoorDash shift since the incident because she's afraid. She questions what black people did to this man, this particular man, to cause so much hatred. Larkin's, the woman, said, makes her fearful for her son's future. I just want to know what black people did to this man. This particular man who caused so much hatred, she said. I'm scared. What my son will have to go through when he grows up. What he won't be able to do. Stole. Police arrested Rhodes. Here we go. Happy ending. The police arrested Rhodes after the incident, charging him with aggravated menacing and felony ethnic intimidation on Tuesday, April 27th. Stowe police charged Rhodes with a felony. He charged his ass with a felony. He posted a personal bond of $10,000. With a felony. There you go. Happy ending. So right now, usually that story would end with somebody going racist, 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 but you heard right there. Neighbors came out, police came out, they arrested his motherfucking ass with a felony. What do you think of that, Melissa?
I think that's great.
Right.
I think it's great.
I think that's great, too. Things have changed. There you go, everybody. Don't tell me life is not changing, and it is. Giuliani, everybody. Giuliani, let's give a prediction. What an asshole. What an asshole. What a jerk.
That makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh, too. What do you think? Let's do prediction. I think Giuliani will be – yeah?
Did the guy get his food?
What?
Well, it wasn't – she was not taking
– What?
No, you know what he got? He got arrested with a felony. That's what
I
he
know.
Got.
I just want – was he the guy that ordered
it?
That was
food?
Funny. Wasn't it funny? I pay $1,000 a month to live here. Like, that's not a big deal. Really?
Right.
Right?
Scumbag.
I'll pay $1,200 where I'm fucking staying.
Like, really?
Little fucking little dick motherfucker with your AK-47. Did he have a gun, in fact? They didn't say that, right?
I don't know. They just, all I know is they arrested him, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the right thing. Giuliani, everybody.
Where's he got cars at? With a kid in the car. That's not too safe for me.
No.
It's not.
Doing DoorDash
not too safe,
with a kid in the
car. And hear the kid's voice in their car.
Yeah, but you know what?
I mean, that,
she's got to make money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's better than stripping. Or maybe.
No, it's not better than stripping. She'll make
more money.
I used
to go to work with
stripping.
My mother.
Did you really?
Yeah, she was a waitress, and she did prep work. You know what they call it? Side work.
Oh.
And I'd go after school. How old was I?
Yeah.
Probably from the
time
I was about 7 till I was about 9 or 10. And I used to go to sit at the bar. It was like a really nice upscale place, and I'd get Shirley Temples and talk to the drunks. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Did you really, Melissa?
Tatum O'Neill.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I
yeah,
did.
She is a Tatum.
Of course.
She is a Tatum O'Neill, isn't she?
Had a first sip of my banana daiquiri. Some drunk gave it to me and let me have a sip. Yeah.
Really? How old were you?
Why mm-hmm. is Ryan?
Oh, probably 8.
7 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Does anybody know why Ryan O'Neill and Tatum O'Neill are estranged? Father?
Maybe he doesn't like that his daughter's gay. Maybe he embarrasses
his
family.
Gay?
She's gay?
Tatum, yeah.
I
yes.
That's why she's so bad.
Oh, wait a minute. I always get her confused with the other one. I'm sorry. Wait, not Tatum. The other one. The other one her age has turned gay. Come on, the other one. Which is the other? There are two girls at their age. I don't. Tatum O'Neill.
Mackenzie Phillips?
No,
Christ,
no,
she's older than dirt.
I always got these two confused. The one that plays Silence on the Lamb, she was a girl.
Jodie Foster. Jodie
Foster.
She's a rug muncher.
Jodie Foster. I used to get Jodie Foster and Tatum O'Neill confused because they're in the same era.
Flat iron.
Here we go.
That
Giuliani.
Scene with, the scene with De Niro in, go ahead. No, I was
going
to say
the
taxi driver. When you're telling him, like, well, you know, what do you sell your little pussy like a little piece of chicken? You sell it on the street? Think that's cool? You hang out with killers and pimps and junkies. Think that's cool? That's not cool. You're not cool. And she's eating like a sugar sandwich. It's a good thing. All right, anyway.
Well, the worst language
hair dye.
For a kid, that baby cringe was Pretty Baby with Brooke Shields.
I know.
Oh, my God. God, the lines that she had in that show as Pretty Baby with Brooke Shields, and she actually said it.
Pretty Baby.
What was she, 11?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It
she
was,
got
it
blessed
was...
on, had sex on that set.
Oh, my God. Well, let me see something. Let me see if I can get a... I was going to play a Giuliani thing, but let me see here. Okay, let's do a thing. How many people think Giuliani will be arrested by Friday, next Friday? I say he would.
Please, let's hope.
Let's hope. Yeah.
Hey, quick one though.
I don't think
What about
think
the
so.
Duggar son?
you guys. What about the son, the Duggar son?
Oh, did you hear that one?
Now, yes.
they didn't go in much detail, Melissa, because
oh, they
when I read
did.
This,
no, later they have.
What happened?
He's looking
there?
At 40
I
years.
Mean, why did they arrest him?
He had
who
not,
is that guy?
Images. Hold on, let me, and then I'll explain. He had images of pornography of children being sexually abused.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, Cole. He's one of those creepy people from that show, 20 Kids or something, 19 Kids and Counting. These Christians that keep having children. And he's the oldest son. He'd been accused and forgave himself for molesting his sisters, too, and one of their babysitters. So there you go. Are you guys still there?
I'm still there. Yes.
Yeah. Nice guy.
A horrible guy. And he just had another baby. His wife just got pregnant a week before.
No, he's going to have number seven.
Yeah.
She's trying to have number seven. She's pregnant with number seven.
Didn't they have their father put all those kids in some kind of religious thing?
Yeah, really weird.
It
was really weird.
Well, here is pretty baby, Brooke Shields. She must have been 12 at the time. I think she was 12. Here's the scene. It's only 3 minutes. Oh, they just got music. Wait a minute. I hate when they put that bullshit. Okay, hold on. I want her to speak. Here we go. Okay, here's a scene where they're bidding on her. She looks 11. She's around 11. She is actually 11 doing the movie. She's at a whorehouse, and they are bidding on her that who wants to take her to bed. And here it is.
Don't we get a look before we buy? Kids, you can look all you want. Don't break the rules. Hey, how do we know she is a virgin? Have I ever lied to you before? Satisfaction guarantee.
What is
that? Well, gentlemen, I'm getting a
taste. That smells good, Jillian.
I'll bid $100.
Yeah.
I'm bidding $120. $150.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Remember, gentlemen, she's as fresh as a baby's lips.
175, $180.
Oh,
madam. $300. Will you take a check?
What would I do with a check?
Cash.
I got cash. $400.
Jesus Christ. Who is he, Rockefeller?
This is kind of out of our league. We don't have that kind of money.
Look, it's Star Night. You weren't invited here.
Please,
why don't you
go
down right now?
Sold to the man with 400 cash.
There you go. What a great movie. Pretty Baby. Pretty Baby, everybody.
No, it's so.
I want to thank Jill for coming on the show. Thank you, Jill. I want to thank Melissa for coming on the show. Thank you. I want to thank Oliver and Baby Sean.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You
guys heard me swearing at the cat.
I want to thank the cat for coming on the show.
It jumps in
no,
my sink.
I know.
You know, you guys that almost lit my house on fire the other day with a candle?
The cat did?
Why are you using candles?
Yeah, knocked it. Because I love candles.
Wow.
Cats and candles don't mix.
They do not mix. They knock
the
paper in it.
The cradle
I'm
in
like, oh, my God. Being cats. Hey, Brian,
well,
I want to tell you.
Like, you
that Laverne
four,
is out of town.
You're 4 centuries too late, Melissa.
Yeah, I know. I know. Laverne is out of town.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Is she with her sister?
Yeah.
With her sister? Oh, that is great. Yep. I always love to hear when Laverne is with her sister. She deserves to get out for a while. All right.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in. It's Friday. And don't forget, we start our interviews live on camera. We call it streaming interviews. That'll be a couple of weeks from now. Pay attention to that. And have a good weekend, everybody. And
okay. Bye, guys.
Hey,
have
Melissa, thank you for coming in, and thank you, Miles, for coming in, and thank you, Joe, and thank you, King. See y'all tomorrow, or for Monday. Oh, whatever. Goodbye.
Hey, Brian.